Unity. Unity in the church reveals Christ more than do sermons and arguments. Wherever severity, harshness, and want of affection and love are exhibited in the sacred circle of the home, there will most assuredly be a failure in the plans and management in the church. Unity in the home, unity in the church, reveals Christ's manner and grace more than sermons and arguments. Satan works to prevent harmony in the church, because bickering causes people to become disgusted with Christianity, the evidence that the world cannot withstand and controvert, that God has sent Jesus into the world as its Redeemer, is in the oneness of the church. Their unity and harmony is the convincing argument. Satan is therefore constantly at work to prevent this harmony and union, that in witnessing the bickerings, strifes, and dissension, unbelievers shall become disgusted with Christianity, and fastened in unbelief and infidelity. God is dishonored by those who profess the truth while they are at variance with one another. Those united to Christ will have true, sincere love for one another. My brethren are well aware that the Word of God presents the matter of church unity as a principle. Those who are united to Christ by the truth of heavenly origin should have strong friendship for one another. If the branches of the vine are united to the parent stock, the same life dwells in them all. In Christ Jesus there is love, and those who are united to Christ will not have merely a tame, common regard as acquaintances, but true, sincere love for one another, because they are endued with the Spirit of Christ. This drawing off from one another is not Christ-like, but it is after Satan's order. When there is harmonious action among members, there will be proportionate power in their work. The success of our work depends upon our love to God and our love to our fellow men. When there is harmonious action among the individual members of the church, when there is love and confidence manifested by brother to brother, there will be proportionate force and power in our work for the salvation of men. Oh, how greatly we need a moral renovation! Without the faith that works by love, you can do nothing. May the Lord give you hearts to receive this testimony.